Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mafia just told me just now, he said, you need to take a bunch of vacations. He said, it's important that you take some time off because you've been yelling a lot at everyone.
Very high strung and stressed. Need a little relaxation. Reset.
How about, so I'm not doing that. I am taking off. They've forced me to take a summer vacation this year. As you know, I take no vacations ever. And then when I do, I take them in the winter, and everyone complains when I take off. Remember, Mavi, when I take off a bunch of time and then the callers start complaining? When do you ever work? Because I take them in, like, right, November and December, right? And
correct.
And February or something like that. So I'm not allowed to do that anymore. And now they tell me I got to take them when everyone else takes them. So does that mean I'll be off the same week as Fatso? Is that what I should do, is take off like the same days as some of the people over there that make all the money? Is that what I should do? Mavi's like, no comment at this point, but I need you to read the
sponsors.
Well,
it's about time everybody takes off, so there's probably any number of people you might be off the same time around.
Yeah. We're coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Once I get fired, I'll probably have to get a new mortgage from Rocket Mortgage when I get thrown out of my house. What do you think will happen first, Mafia? Me getting fired or my wife leaving me?
Fired, then leaving.
All right. Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Isn't that what happened to the other guy? He went to federal prison, then his wife left him?
That happens to a lot of people.
Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience as well as a seamless prison experience. Thank you. Playoffs absolutely rolling in hockey and hoops. So is PharrellOnABench.com. Great picks, great price, great return, great strippers. PharrellOnABench.com has everything. NBA, NHL, baseball, boxing, MMA. Sign up today, PharrellOnABench.com. Pharrell and Abetz, episode 200 is tomorrow. Mafia is thrilled to be a part of it. We've made so much money. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. That episode is tomorrow, episode 200 of Pharrell and Abetz. It's on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere good podcasts are available, and Westwood One Podcast.com. That's westwoodonepodcast.com. Episode 200 tomorrow. Can you believe it? 200 episodes we've done. It's incredible. And no one's excited about that at all. I just wanted to say there's been no...
Two bills,
but no return of serve from the fans. There's been no support either from you fans. I got to tell you, you are a Dorito bong-smoking lazy sort. What a bunch of lazy blokes you are. At the end of the day, are you watching the end of this game that the Clippers have come all the way back? Are you seeing this? What is happening here at Carver High? What do we got? I just mentioned it, and Ballmer's laughing, and he's throwing shoes. What is happening here? They're trying to calm down the billionaire owner. Your boy Sweet Lou has brought him back with 5.5 to go. They're down 6.
How about that?
They were down 25, were they not?
We left this game for dead.
Your boy Gallinari, 24. Harold, 19. Lou, Sweet Lou, 24. He's going off. Three threes from Gallinari, three from Shamit the God. Wasn't that a band, a rapper? Shamit the God? What was his name? I could be Charlemagne the God. I think that's what it was. Does he play for the Clippers? They keep showing this billionaire owner, Ballmer, and it's getting really creepy. They got to stop showing him every 30 seconds like he's Mike Krzyzewski's wife. Please stop. He's ugly, old, bald, fat, everything else. He's a billionaire, though, so chicks dig him. They're only lying, though, when they say they dig him. Anything for the money. I love the fact that my boy Jumbotron suspended for a game just for good measure. He did that for me. Legal check. Oh, was that it? Did you really think that was? Let me see this. Here you go.
It was a dirty hit.
Oh, that was nice.
He deserves it for that.
I got to tell you, that's a really nice, almost get away with it type elbow.
Bucks completely away.
It was a shoulder.
Nothing to do with the play. Just puts his shoulder right into the guy's head.
Right into his shoulder. But that'll make a man out of you, teach you a few things about character and relationship building. Sometimes you have to, you know, drop the lumber to let everybody know where you stand.
Must be something he learned in the UConn where he's growing that beard of his.
You missed it on Sunday. You missed what happened on Sunday playing basketball. So we're playing, right? And you know the guy that I brought on the team?
Yes.
That I now have moved off the team in one day because—
They screwed over for your friend, yes.
Screwed over for my friend. So my friend and him got on opposite sides, and they were playing. And I was playing with the guy that our teammate doesn't like. So I was playing with him, and we beat him. I mean, we beat him bad. And he hit the game-winning dagger from 20, and he said to him, go home, you Pharrellin, and right to his face. And it was on. These two were at each other's throats. And I was loving it because it was like Palm Sunday. And I was like, high fives for everybody because there was a fight breaking out and some obscenities tossed around. And then...
it's terrible behavior.
I like that kind of behavior, actually. I think it's more...
unacceptable.
It's it's kind of a invigorating. Yes, not invictoring. Invigorating in victory. That kid can play, though. He can hit a J from 20. Got a nice little jumper. It's not bad.
Victory!
Yeah, that was him. He was the captain of the team yesterday. Anyway, good news, Mavi. Our first game is Wednesday against Killer's team, which is our teammate that left our team to start a team with his sons. And as you know, we play them, and our best player won't be there as usual. And so it'll be five of us playing against a great team and getting slaughtered.
Always nice to have a long layoff to really regroup and heal the body of a week.
After, yeah, nothing like finishing the season and starting the new season a week later. It's just the worst, isn't it? It just sucks. I just am miserable. I need a month off. Why not a month?
You make the finals. You got to get right back in. I mean, that's what happens. Don't get the time off.
When you go
deep. Next season you need to lay down, and you'll get a few extra weeks off if you lay down early in the playoffs.
Oh, so this year you want me to throw it?
Well, then you'll get a couple extra weeks before the following season. You guys will come back refreshed.
Isn't the summer the longest one? I think, don't they start it in...
Shortest.
No, but it's the shortest season, but they started in, like, late July. It's July, August.
Or yeah, I think it's, like, late June, July, and August.
Really?
We do, like, the doubles.
So we finish on the 19th, and you're going to tell me they're going to start within that 2 weeks?
Probably maybe the beginning of July, because they got to get it in before the kids
don't
go
they
back
start
to school.
No, they start it after July 4th. That's what they do.
Probably right after, the week right after, and then we do the double time to get it in. So.
All right.
Kids can play before they go back to college.
All right, Mark in Alabama.
So the Tiger debacle, what everybody wanted to call it. Like, what's your thoughts on that?
What do you mean a debacle? What?
Well, Vegas looked at it as a debacle because they had it at like 14-1.
Right. Well, here's a tip for you. Who cares what they think? I mean, is there anything funnier than we're supposed to feel sorry for sportsbooks now that they had a bad day? Is there anything better in life than when they lose money? Is there anything better than when they clean up on you every day of the year and then the 5 days a year that they lose money? Is it all right if we all suck the living crap out of the money that they have in their vaults? Would it be all right if one day a guy walks out of there with $1 million and they actually let it happen without, like, crucifying his family at the cross? Like, what do? They don't let anyone win. Then they ban you from the sports book. They don't pay out their tickets. The offshore ones rip you off and fleece you and then move, and you never know where they go. Is there anyone that's legitimate anymore in sports betting that doesn't screw over the customer? Tell me who it is.
There's nobody, but
I
got to tell you, I'm a little taken back by this. I mean, honestly, since when do we complain about sports books handing out money? I mean, we're supposed to be taking the money from these people. We are here to take their money. What do we care if they took a bath on Tiger Woods winning the Masters? Who
every
cares?
Week, every single week that anyone I know that wins money against them is a great week, a great celebration. Didn't I tell you a couple weeks ago that they made like $3 billion in 1 month off penny slots? Do you think they give a rat's ass about you? They don't care what you do. In fact, they will fill you with booze. If they could, they'd fill you with drugs, too. Don't they fill you with cold oxygen, too? They do anything they can to get you in there Free booze, sex, pills, whatever you need. There's no rules in Vegas at all, right? Coke, whatever you want. And then they don't, you know, they just want you to play slots so that they can make their $3 billion. They don't care if you win anything. In fact, they always brag about the old lady that wins $10,000 at the slot machine, and they celebrate her, put her in the paper with a big old fake check, a big cardboard check, and the old lady wins 10 grand. Meanwhile, everybody else lost $400 million, right? Everyone else lost everything they came to Vegas with except some fat old lady that gets 10 grand. They love giving away. Remember the guy gives away the car every month? Every year he's like, I'm giving away a car. But they want you to come every day and give you everything you have. You know, here, come to Vegas and play all day long. Get hammered drunk. It will suck the living savings out of your life and savings account. We don't care what you do. We'll let you win one hand for $20. Congratulations. Like, who's kidding who here? Seriously, every day that you win a bet at that place, you should pull your pants down and moon them. Honestly, because they fleece you of everything you have. And you're not allowed to win? My ass. I should do a dance on top of the bar when I win a bet in that place in Vegas. It doesn't matter where it is. I never feel sorry ever for a sports book. Are you kidding me? They are laughing at you people every day of the year. Laughing. You should see these people. I know them. I know what they do for a living. They take your money and laugh at you. In fact, they know full well, all of them, that they're going to fleece you of everything you have. They know it. That's their plan. Come on in, and then we'll booze you up, and then we're going to take all your money. Who are you kidding? Please. Can you believe that debacle at the Master? What was that? What was that? Actually, I thought it was a thing of beauty, to be honest with you. 125, 123, 3.5 to go. Unbelievable. The Clippers have fought back. I told you this was going to be a great game. It really wasn't. It was. They were losing by 25.
What was the line in this game?
13.5, and I took it. I took it. I'm going to hit both games tonight, all four ways, and I'm going to hit, I believe... I got the Stars game wrong. That was it. So I'm going to hit all four NBA bets, I believe. I still believe that. And then I'm going to hit, four hockey games. I'm going to hit three of the four hockey games. And I'm going to go 4-0, I believe, in the NBA bets. So a 7-1 betting in playoff games tonight. I just wanted to say I'm really sorry for that one game I got wrong. Sorry about that Stars game I got wrong by a goal. Anyway, 855-212-4227. If you're on hold, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, etc., I'm getting to your calls next. Don't give up.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So I got a letter here from the guy, apparently, that I hung up on in Atlanta. Maybe, I don't know where he was. Oh, Alabama. So he said he was very surprised that I dumped him. And, no curse words unless you listened while I was on hold. Well, that's exactly what we did was we pulled you up, and you were cussing. So not only that, I let you stay on the air after you cussed, and then you didn't say anything worthwhile, did you? I mean, did he not say, what was with the Tiger debacle? Is that not what he said, Mafia, to me?
Pretty much word for word.
Thank you. So there was nothing really. Debacle? What was the debacle? Are you kidding? Playoffs? Playoffs? I mean, what was so debacle about it? Are you watching this game? This is crazy. They have a chance to win it right here. Don't talk about playoffs. Oh, the three dagger gives the Clippers the lead. They're up 133-131. How about that? And they got the owner cussing afterwards. Yeah, he just said, Pharrell them. That was great. You read lips. And then here's the owner of the Warriors. Can you believe these refs? I'm watching them in a seat. Can you believe these refs? Let me tell you something. Did you see that? Did you see the foul that they called on Durant when he stuck his ass out on the illegal screen? Tell me that wasn't an illegal screen. Tell me that wasn't a foul on Durant, hands down. Did you see it? Was that not a foul on him, hands down?
It definitely was.
And then what did he do afterwards?
Freaked out.
He complained for 60 seconds. You know why? Because they cry about every call unless they're going their way. So any call at all, did you see Green foul Williams in the lane? That was a foul. As sure as I'm standing here, that was a foul. He hit him multiple times on the body, driving, and hammered him. The guy's on the ground. They got to scrape him off the ground. And Green, what does he do? Argues the call. They argue every call. Green, Durant, Kerr, they never stop complaining. Klay Thompson's another one. Never stop complaining about calls because they get every Pharrell in call. So when they don't, they cry about that. Screw them. Six ways till Sunday. I will kill to see them lose this game. How great would it be? You know they're going to win, though. Curry will hit a three, right? He just hit a three, a soaking teardrop three off a screen that literally, when it left his hand, it just went up in the air, and you just knew it was coming down. Splash. Like, no rim at all net. Literally, the net was on fire. He hit it with just the ease. He shoots that thing with such ease. He lets it go with such – it's like unbelievable confidence. He's got the Rock again now. You know he'll get a call. Here he is with the Rock to win the game. Clear shot. Missed it. Rebound. Clippers. Game over. They got the ball and the foul going to the line up to – how you like them apples? Woo! And I had the Clippers and the points tonight. Check out – hey, KD, how you like that on the bench fouled out? How you like that? No call there, KD. Hey, KD, where are you going in free agency? I know that rattles your skin. Every time someone asks you where you're going, where you going, KD? You like that ref call on that screen? You like that illegal screen? Stuck his ass out 15 feet. Are you kidding me? That was as illegal as it gets. Harrell with the free throw. Makes it. Now a three-point game. If he makes this next one, you just let him go down and score. Game over. It doesn't matter. Don't foul him, right? Let him go end-to-end and score. And then what happens? The clock will end. It'll end right then and there. What are they going to score? In 5 seconds, right? What are they going to do right here? Call a timeout when they get the rebound? Or are they going to go straight down? What are you going to do? You're down five. Second one, good, game over. Oh, how great was that meltdown by the Warriors tonight, up 25. Ah! Oh, God, they're going to sweep everybody. The greatest team on earth. Doug in Pittsburgh on the fan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, so here's what happens. So let me explain something. Can I explain something? Now people are going, what happened? What just happened to the show? What just happened? There was like a glitch. There was like a skip. Well, what happens is, if you're a moron and you call me up and say stupid Shaq to me, I'm going to erase you, okay? So the last drip ass from Pittsburgh that called me, you stupid ass, I just erased you from the face of the earth. Now, not only that, Carver High, what happens to his future calling in here on the network?
There is none.
Your future just ended, son. So I hope you enjoyed your one call that never made it on the air with your stupid-ass comments. And let me say again, what he didn't like was my comments about the Penguins. Let me ask someone that's level-headed about this. Mafia, did you think that I said one thing that wasn't dead-on about the Pittsburgh Penguins?
No, what you said was completely true.
Dead-on.
They look completely dead.
I mean, dead-on. I'm so right, it's not even funny. That they are shot. And they, even if they win tomorrow, they're still losing the series. They're not winning. And you can't tell me they haven't been terrible, atrocious. And you go ahead with your little bandwagon fan club over there, your little sissy friends and you to wear your jerseys down to the arena and keep telling everybody how they're going to win the series.
Get off the bandwagon,
you stupid
there
ass. How dumb do you have to be? Honestly, I got to ask you, how dumb do you have to be, really, in life to think you're going to call me up and say all those things, and that I'm not going to erase you? Just, I want to let everyone know how it works around here. If you think you're going to do that and get away with it, you are tripping ass, son. You are completely tripping. So it's simple. If I don't like you even in, like, the remotest fashion, I erase you. You don't even count. You're not even on the bill, okay? So know what you're doing before you think you're funny and clever and call up here being dirty or saying nasty things to moi over here, okay? And don't tell me how, you know, that I've turned on the Penguins. I haven't turned on anything. They suck. They have been terrible. They have been getting their ass beat. They can't even score a goal. And you're sitting here trying to call me up and tell me they're going to win? Shut up. Just shut up. Go walk your dog or something. Go smoke a doobie. You're done calling here, so hope you had fun with that. You know what you should do in the morning? Call and see if you can get me in trouble, too. See if that one works. You know, he was super mean to me last night, that guy. That old gravelly-voiced Pharrell guy being mean, hanging up on me after I called him a bunch of names. I'm going to call up and call him a bunch of names and see if I can get away with it. See if I can get under his skin a little bit. You stupid ass. I mean, how dumb do you have to be? Honestly, because some days I'll drive home and my mom go, God, I wonder where do they find these people, honestly, that think you can call up here cussing and screaming and yelling? Like, how dumb are you? Honestly, do your family, do your mother love you? Does she at all? I mean, because honestly, you have to wonder, like, if you're that stupid, somebody in your family has to think you are too. That, you know, they're like done with loving you type thing. Once you grow up and you never grew up and you're still a stupid ass, and then finally they just disown you and they're like, get out, don't come back. That's kind of where I feel we are in our relationship, you and me.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So let me get this straight, Mafia. Did the guy cuss on the air?
Yeah, he didn't realize that he was on air and was talking to his buddy off the air. And
so he's written me all kinds of letters now tonight on the, trying to get my attention. So now, he also never going to listen to us again. He doesn't like us anymore. He says we suck, we're terrible, and that he's done, and we can't take the pressure.
Why was he calling in the first place?
Well, of course, he hates me now because I hung up on him. And, you know, I mean, what'll I do without you in my life? You know, so I blocked him now. So what am I going to do, Carver High, without that guy in my life? What do you think I'll do? You think I'll be able to make it through, like, tomorrow? Do you think I'll make it here tomorrow? Do you think I'll be able to, after doing this for as long as I have, do you think I'll ever get over that one guy that doesn't like me?
I doubt it.
Probably never get over it, will I?
No.
Do you think I should go to, like, therapy or anything over the guy that doesn't like me?
Nah, you'll be all right.
You know, I'd much rather you hate me than dislike me. I want to be clear, just so we're clear, buddy, my pal, my old listening friend, that I just need you to hate me, not dislike me, because dislike is not good enough. I need you to hate me full on and pursue killing me. Try to come find me and kill me. That'll be better. You could make it a better story if you come and shoot me in the head leaving the building one night. How does that sound? Gonna get all mad about your phone call to the sports talk show host that wouldn't take my call. Didn't I do a movie like that once, Mafia? Did I do a movie about the crazy callers that kill people?
Yes, you did.
This would be great. Hey, Mafia, what are the odds that this guy can find me and kill me? Pretty good, right?
Very slim.
Oh, that'd be great. Listen, Carver, will you do me a favor? Keep an eye on things. If I get shot in the head in the next couple of weeks, you know who did it. There you go. David in Buffalo, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott, appreciate you taking my call tonight, man. Yeah. Just want to jump in and talk about the Masters. That tournament was awesome. I thought...
You mean that debacle? That no. Tiger Woods debacle?
No, dude, that tournament was great. First off, they made the right move by moving it up because of the weather. The coverage, like every year with Jim Nance and Faldo and all those guys, was phenomenal. The shot making Tiger, all the other pros, great. Besides the number 12, I thought so many of those guys played great golf on Sunday in a big time event. And then afterwards, I thought what was really cool was the sportsmanship. I mean, all those pros waiting for Tiger afterwards kind of reminded me of how in hockey at the end of a playoff series you see guys shaking hands. I think that was pretty cool. It was just a great event, and I'll tell you one thing, man. I played Bethpage Black where they're having the PGA next month.
Right.
That is going to be freaking awesome, dude. That golf course is so hard. I wish I could go. It sets up for a big hitter. It sets up for someone like Tiger or Dustin or Koepka. It's going to be so cool, and golf is in a great spot right now, man. So you have a good night, and keep up the good work, bud.
Thanks, Dave. Good stuff. See how nice I am to certain people that don't call me up cussing? I didn't cuss. You guys suck. Wayne in New Mexico.
Hey, I wanted to chime in on the Masters as well. I think this is bigger for Tiger than it was really for any of the fan base when it came to golf. I mean, he was big for the sport and actually really brought a lot of young athletes and a lot of better, like, more fans to the sport. But I think for him, it was bigger for Tiger because now he kind of played against better competition, I think, than he did when he was younger. So I think this was a better win for him. So I think it was actually bigger for Tiger in his career than it actually really was for the sport of golf, because I think he's already brought the attention to them, and him just even being in it sometimes is already big enough. So him winning it didn't bring any new fans, didn't bring any new athletes, didn't bring any new competition. That all stayed stagnant. So the only thing that really changed was the fact that Tiger was now competitive against better athletes. So I think it was bigger for him than it was for the sport of golf because he's already done so much for it prior.
Okay, I don't know about all of that. I think that, at some point in there, I sensed that he was saying that this wasn't going to bring any new fans to golf. Did he not say that, Carver High? I just don't agree with that at all.
Seemed that way.
I do not. Do you agree with that? That no one's going to be a golf fan off of this?
I don't believe that.
That's just not making much sense to me. And this was huge for him because of, I think, his multiple problems. He had every problem in the world. His back, surgeries, injuries, and then, drugs, DUIs. I mean, he was going down the drain, right? He was rock bottom. Didn't he admit it was rock bottom? And then to come back from all of that and win a major at 43, to win the Masters for a fifth time is insanity. And I think that no matter when that guy plays well, it's obvious what happens to the game of golf. It soars in ratings and in everything. When people watch that guy play like that, they want to go play golf. People want to go play. And they want to, hit the ball well and strike it and make some putts and have a good day on the golf course. And I think he drives a lot of that. I really do. And I think it was his biggest win ever because I think he'd admit that because it meant so much to him. The other ones were all when he was young and a superb, driving, young, ripped athlete that was, when he came out of school and he went pro and started winning Masters in his 20s, right? It was all easy to him. He won the first time by 12 strokes, right? So I think now, after all the drama, all the injuries, all the surgeries, all the problems, losing his family, everything else, and, the sex and all the stuff he did, to see him come back and look so good, so strong, so healthy, so alive and so happy. Like, I've never seen him that happy. I really haven't. So I thought that was incredible. So I thought it was fantastic. I have no idea what anyone's saying when they say that it wasn't good or, it was a mess or it just, I don't even, what is that? Like, what are you talking about? You must be stupid. I mean, you have to be. You have to be half stupid to tell me that that wasn't entertaining and that that wasn't exciting and that wasn't incredible what he did. I don't get it. I mean, how can you not enjoy watching that? Seriously, there's got to be something wrong with you. Bob in Florida.
Hi, Pharrell. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
I don't like people cursing at you. I think you're a cool guy.
Oh, I can't. Listen, dude, I can't win. I mean, I can only, listen, here's the thing I've learned. I can't please anybody ever. I mean, on my greatest night ever, I'll still have millions of people that hate me. And then I'll still, some people like me, some people hate me. I can't, there's no in between. I can never win. I have the greatest night. Then I hear about one or two callers that didn't like it. I just don't care. I don't care. I'm doing this show forever. I entertain people. If you don't like it, go listen to something else. I don't give a rat's ass what you do. I really don't.
But people should treat you with respect,
I just think people should realize that when I'm on here, I'm on CBS Sports Radio. We don't cuss on here. And then you deny it and everything else, and I'm dumping calls left and right of people cussing. Don't tell me what I know. Don't tell me what I hear. When we all sit here in the room and hear you cuss and we dump the call, I think we know what we're doing. So what do you want to say, Bob?
I think what Tiger did was awesome. He went through so much trial and tribulation, and what he did the other day was totally awesome.
It was awesome. There's nothing else to say. It was so incredible. It's not even funny. 72 years ago, Jackie Robinson broke the baseball color barrier when he stepped on the Ebbets Field for the Brooklyn Dodgers. That was 72 years ago. Can you even believe that? We told you tonight the Pistons, Blake Griffin, likely to miss the series with his knee injury. He wants to play. Would you play him or not? He wants to play with the injured knee. Would you play him if you're them?
No.
Do you think they will play him?
No.
Pat Riley won't go to the Lakers, wants to finish his career with the Heat. Do you even think for 1 minute that they would try to bring Pat Riley back to the Lakers?
I don't see why he would want to go there.
Yeah. John McLeod, the longtime NBA coach who led the Phoenix Suns to the 76 NBA Finals, has died. He was 81. He died like over the weekend, Saturday or Sunday. I remember watching him coach. He made 9 playoff appearances, reaching the Western Conference Finals in 79 and 84. He had a franchise record, 37 playoff victories, and was placed in the Suns Ring of Honor in 2012. Survived by his wife and daughter, John McLeod, gone at 81. I remember him. Patrick Kane is heading to the World Championships and will captain Team USA. He had a great year, all things being equal. The Chicago Blackhawks didn't have a good year, but he did. I wonder, did Russell Wilson get a deal tonight? Anybody hear about a deal?
It's nothing yet. Still an hour and 10 minutes to go.
Hour and 10 minutes to go. It appears that from what I'm seeing, the Seahawks don't care about being threatened with deadlines or anything else.
I saw a report before that they have been talking.
They've been talking, but no deal. So here's, do you believe that there's a lot of people that believe they're going to trade him on the draft to the Giants? Do you believe that? That they're going to trade him and keep Eli Manning and what?
I saw our guy, Greg Bell, from the Tacoma News Trib tweet before that there is no chance that they're going to trade him.
Favre says Rodgers and McCarthy should have won more. We are now talking about, I believe, Rodgers and McCarthy on a daily basis now for 3 weeks.
So we needed to get Favre's input on it, right? Because we've been going back and forth with these two other guys. Figured,
so bring in
let's
Favre.
Find out what Brett thinks about it. Let's bring him in.
Because they have no one else to talk about.
I mean, geez.
They have Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy, and who else besides no one? Who else is there to talk about? The Astros and Dodgers are now World Series co-favorites at plus 600. The Yankees plus 650. The Red Sox plus 700. The Red Sox can't even get out of their own way right now. And everybody's got them going to the World Series, please. Zion made it official, declaring for the NBA draft. Gee, imagine that. Hunter and Jerome from Virginia both declare for the NBA draft. Cincinnati's hired Northern Kentucky's John Brannen as its next head coach. I told you that last week that he was getting the job. LSU reinstates coach Will Wade. Are you surprised he got his job back?
No.
There you go. Carver High had it all along. I told you North Dakota or Minnesota Duluth. Minnesota Duluth won the NCAA championship. And in honor of that, the kid McCarr left, went to the Avs, played tonight, and scored a goal for them in their playoffs. And everyone else in a national championship game has nothing. He's got a fat paycheck.
Good for him.
Dustin Poirier beat Max Holloway, Mafia, but I heard the better fight was Adesanya's. Adesanya's win over Gastelum was an all-time classic war. I saw it. They went at each other for 5.
They're both great fights, both back and forth. Guys just throwing, one to knock the other guy out, and a lot of action that went the distance. But Adesanya has some crazy strikes, some very exciting spins and things like the spinning elbow. He caught him with a couple times late that he knocked him down and almost finished him. It was a great fight.
There you go. Tim in D.C., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for letting me in, Pharrell.
Yeah.
Big fan. You're the man. I wish you were on a little earlier on the East Coast, but we'll deal with it.
I'm only on late at night because I have no talent.
Yeah, whatever. You're the man. You are the man. They should pay you for this. Oh, they do.
But I do it for free.
We should pay you for this.
I do it for free. I should keep accepting all my fan mail I get during the show. I get a lot of fan mail and threats.
Yeah, threats from who? It is like the guy from Pittsburgh. Let me tell you, as a Cavs fan, all them guys ain't their ass. But anyway,
I agree with you. Like, I would actually enjoy beating that kid's ass just for fun.
I would help you as a Cavs fan.
I mean, just for fun. Like, maybe like Ovi beat that kid's ass tonight. I'll do the same
thing. Exactly. Yeah, that's all we can talk about. Ovi went rogue tonight. We got our rear end handed to us, but that was pretty awesome.
Hey, look on the bright side. You're still up in the series. A mother let her dog run loose in a Wisconsin Walmart. And then, as it was running around the store, she performed a series of karate moves while her son stripped naked and ran through the store. I thought that was an exciting story for you, Carver High, tonight. Bad behavior at the Walmart. And then a Florida man was arrested outside an Olive Garden after eating pasta belligerently. What is that? Is that possible that you could do?
Really?
Is that like eating pasta angrily?
I guess so.
Do you think the people that wrote me all those nasty letters tonight and those nasty phone calls tonight are eating pasta belligerently?
Yes.
God bless all of them. I love all people and callers. For Carver, I am Avi, I'm Ferraginite.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.